Father, we give you the praise and the honor tonight. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Breathe upon this word tonight. Let not one person live here the same way. We give you the praise and the honor. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Thank you, Master. I welcome everyone here tonight. And I believe that God has a word in store for us, after which we shall pray and experience His touch. Channels of Divine Health and Healing, Part 2. We started last Wednesday, and we saw how healing and health belongs to the people of God. And even though it belongs to us, we must understand the channels that gives us access. So we looked at 7 channels last Wednesday. Channel number 1 was the channel of storing the word of God in our heart, because the word brings healing. Number 2 was the channel of receiving, hearing and receiving the sent word. In the first case, you are studying the word yourself. In the second case, you are under the ministry of the word. Number 3 channel was the channel of standing strong in faith, believing that if God said it, He will do it, and moving on the ground of faith to receive your healing. Number 4 channel was the prayer of faith from the elders or the leaders of the church. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Number 5 channel was the channel of anointing with oil. We saw how the power of God is communicated and can be communicated by the anointing. Number 6 channel was the Passover mystery, or the communion table. This is a channel for divine health and divine healing. And number 7 was the gifts of healing, where God releases healing gifts through His servants to target healing. Now we're going to look at 7 others tonight, and number 8 is the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands. Mark chapter 16 and in verse 17, Mark 16:17, He said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover." The laying on of hands, laying hands on the sick, can bring healing. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, all the way to verse 3, we saw a man. When he was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. This was the laying on of hands, touching with the hands. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14, all the way to verse 15. Matthew 8, 14 to 15. And when he was come into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law, his wife's mother, laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and immediately administered unto them. The laying on of hands. The laying on of hands. Whether it's laying hands on someone who is sick, or laying hands on your own part of the body by the authority of Jesus. The laying on of hands. Matthew chapter 9, verse 28, all the way to verse 31. We have several scriptures here. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes. That touch. Saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them. He touched them. And their eyes were opened. Matthew chapter 20 verse 34. The laying on of hands. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. God had helped me in ways where I'm shaking hands with somebody or placed my hand on the back of somebody or something. And suddenly an affliction disappeared. I wasn't aware. I didn't even pray a prayer. Just the laying on of hands. It is called the law of contact and transmission. That is, you made a contact with the hand, and there is the transmission of healing or miracle working power. Carriers of the power of God can make contact by the hand, and miracle working power can be transmitted. And when this happens, it is usually necessary for there to be faith from the vessel, and also faith in the recipient. The person laying his hands, or our robots in the healing revival, what they operated mostly in the healing revival was laying on of hands. You can see one person lay hands on 5,000 people in one night. Right? A time came when they will have to sit on a chair and people will be passing on their laying hands one by one. The gifts of word of knowledge, word of healing, where you stand in one place and you say, somebody's healed here, somebody's healed here. That one was popularized a lot by Catherine Coleman, and then from then on. But in the raw healing revival, they had to lay hands on people one by one. Branham ministered word of knowledge as well. And then, Oral Roberts said that before he laid hands on anybody, faith was at his peak in his heart. And his law was, if you are not sure the person will be healed, don't touch him. Hallelujah. So that is the law. The faith inside the heart of the vessel and the faith in the heart of the recipient produced the result. I remember one day, a woman brought a child and he asked Ora Roberts to lay hands on the child. Ora Roberts said, I am tired. I am so tired that I cannot lay hands on this child. He said, most times when I am tired, my faith is weak. My faith is not as you speak. And the woman said, I am not looking for your faith. I came with my own faith. Just touch the child. Hey! I am not looking for your faith. I came with enough faith. All I want is just help me touch the child. Bam! And the healing was instant. Because there was the faith of the recipient. I am not looking for your faith. I came with enough faith. Just touch the child. Hallelujah. Most times, some people place all the faith on the pastor. Or sometimes they place all the faith on the person. The two people must work in synergy. Am I communicating at all? Alright. I believe that somebody's life here is changing tonight in Jesus' precious name. So number 8 is the laying of hands. Number 9 is what we call the healing points of contact. Healing points of contact. Healing points of contact. This is where the healing power of God is transferred to us through material media. Let's look at that. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. Acts 19, 11 and 12. The Bible said, and it came to pass, Acts 19, 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body we are brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits were sent out of them. That handkerchief was a healing point of contact. In 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 29, when Elisha was to raise back to life the sick child or the dead child of the Shunammite woman, he said to Gehazi, gather up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go your way. If you meet any man, salute him not, and if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay the staff, my staff, upon the face of the child. Now, for Elisha to do this means that it has produced results in time past. It was a way in which a person could be healed. Where you lay a contact, something that made contact with the body of the anointed man of God or woman of God, as the case may be, and it produced healing. Although in this case, the result didn't happen because Gehazi discharged the power inside the rod because of the kind of heart he carried. And there was no result. But it happens. In Acts of the Apostles, Matthew chapter 14, verse 34, all the way to verse 36. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. That cloth that he carried was also a healing point of contact. His garment, so we are seeing handkerchiefs, we are seeing even dress, and we are seeing even a rod that was a healing point of contact. Matthew chapter 5, verse 25 to 29. The woman with the issue of blood. Mark chapter 5, verse 25, all the way to verse 29. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. Touch his cloth, and straightway the fountain of the blood was dried. Now, what is the meaning of all of this? One meaning. First, and that is, the power of God is tangible. Is tangible, according to John Gillick, is tangible materiality. It is as tangible as electricity. It's tangible materiality and can be transmitted through material media by the agency of faith. The power of God is tangible, is tangible materiality, is tangible, tangible substantiality, is tangible. It can be transmitted through material media. We're looking at a handkerchief, we are looking at even a rod, you are looking at the cloth. By the agency of faith. What is the difference between the laying on of hands and the difference between handkerchiefs and aprons? Very simple. You have a radio. Do we still have radio today that you buy? Or a tape cassette or a CD, DVD player? Or any of those things that you can plug to the electricity to make it work, or you can put storage battery, dry cell, which is direct current, to make it work. The laying on of hands is the direct electricity. The handkerchief is the battery. That one had power stored in it. This one is direct current. The current is through that alternating current. That's the difference. Am I communicating? When the hand is stretched on the person, it is direct. When it has been put into the handkerchief, it is battery. So you can take it anywhere and make it work. Somebody say a loud amen. It's real and it is tangible. And faith is what activates it and makes it to work. Many years ago, in this city of Makurdi, a woman had in neck affliction. I think it was not just a goiter but cancerous. She had been to UNTH, and this would be like 20 years ago. And in the course of the meeting, I prayed on handkerchief and gave the woman, and the woman began to tie it around her neck, and the neck dried until it began to dry up. Now, one of those days, the woman washed the handkerchief and placed it outside. And began to watch it because she didn't want anybody to steal it. And then sent to me and said, and then the handkerchief got dirty, but the thing was drying up. And she said, please tell that pastor, is it possible that I can wash the handkerchief? Because I don't want what is inside to wash away. Yes, ma'am, you can wash it. Hallelujah. Someone said, I gave a woman in ministry, I gave her a handkerchief as a mantle, and the moment she placed that handkerchief on her head, after she had prayed for 5 hours, it was as if she was starting the prayer. So what kind of thing is this? She was praying like she was drinking water. So she said, so this is the light, the realm of this man. Because what you carry is what you deposit. He said her insight prophetic became deeper. Everything became, insight in the world became deeper. He said the handkerchief had been there and she never used it once. The day she decided to use it, everything exploded. It's more like storage battery. And I believe that tonight, somebody's life is about to shift levels. If you're a believer, shout the loudest, say amen. If you're a believer, shout the loudest, say amen. I'm sure that one of these days I'll ask that to present those kind of things before the Lord. Any material media you want to present before the Lord and speak into them and prophesy to them. Those who can make contact with you do. And then send them out and cast out devils and heal the sick and raise the dead. Somebody say a loud amen. Number 10 is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Mark chapter 16 verse 17. And he said, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name, in my name, in my name. They shall cast out devils in my name. They shall speak with new tongues in my name, the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth. That is the knee of cancer, the knee of tuberculosis, the knee of spinal injury and every tongue in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is the authority of the name of Jesus. When Peter and John raised up the crippled man at the beautiful gate, in Acts chapter 3 verse 16, look at what, when the people were trying to find out what happened, Peter said, his name, true faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. His name, true faith in his name. What is in the name? Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3. He said, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as an ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. So, there are two basic things that is, in my understanding, the name carries. First, the name of Jesus carries the authority of the owner. That is, when the name is called, whatever happens, when the person himself is present, is permitted to happen. The name carries the authority of the owner, and the name carries the anointing of the owner. The anointing. When you say Jesus, an oil is released to produce. That's the mystery of divine interventions in the midst of accidents. Many years ago, Papa Oyedepo said they were in Ilorin town for a crusade. Ilorin, okay, in Kwara State. The hotel where they lodged, armed robbers came there in the night. Think they knocked the door, broke the door, whatever it is, and he came out with his hand on his waist. Say, yes, what are you looking for? Say, where's the money? Where's the money? With the understanding of Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3, that the name carried an anointing, he screamed, Jesus! They all scattered. Say, he has a weapon, he has a weapon, he has a weapon. And took off. It is not just calling the name religiously, it's calling the name revelationally. Somebody say, Jesus! And he said it with faith and fire and with revelation. Something happened. Another one said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Inside the accident, nothing happened. Because he was trying to invoke it more like a charm or a magician or something. Am I communicating? You see, that is why what you store inside you in times of peace is what delivers you in times of crisis. When there is no challenge, what you are able to load inside. The military people know this. You don't prepare for war during war. You prepare in peace for war. Are you following what I'm saying here today? What you have stored inside yourself. What you have stored inside yourself. When there was no challenge at all. Is what answers for you when you are confronted. Hallelujah. That is the mystery of the name of Jesus. So in Jesus' name of Jesus. Jesus. It's crucial enough to produce results. Somebody scream Jesus again. Let it come out with faith. Let it come out with faith. Can we take a little more? Something happened to somebody already. All right, let it come out with faith again. One more time. And a final time now. Something is happening. Yokes are breaking. Demons are relocating. Changing address. Ancestral curses are being dissolved. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Something is happening tonight. Number 11 is standing in the gap for others. Standing in the gap for others. Job chapter 42 verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. That is, your healing can be connected to making demands on God for the healing of another person. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Whatsoever you desire that men should do to you, do to them. Anything you are trusting God for in your own life, trust God for it in another person's life, and yours will be done. Luke chapter 6 verse 38, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Give, it shall be given to you. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It was Mike Mudok who said, what you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. But listen to what I'm about to say. Intercession for others is a seed that produces the harvest of divine intervention. The harvest of divine intervention happens from the seed of human intercession. Job interceded for others. God intervened for him. Someone say loud amen. If it appears as if your situation is not changing, make somebody else the focus of your intercession. The founder of Trinity Broadcasting Network, Paul Crouch, and his wife, Jen Crouch. Both of them are in eternity now. That's Paul Crouch. They are showing us there. That was aged 79. He died in 2013. Oh, that looks like yesterday. And Jan Crouch was also 78, died in 2016. Right? Jan Crouch battled with depression and some form of mental situation for a while. In and out, in and out, in and out. She said one day, They were in the service or in a meeting. And she saw a girl that was obviously mentally derailed. The hair unkempt, body skin, cloth. Everything was just upside down. She said she went to that girl, hugged her, and began to cry to God to deliver her and heal her. While she did so, she was healed. The girl was healed. She was healed. Because she knew the pain of mental illness. And she wanted nobody to feel that pain. Somebody was praying for someone with arrhythmias. This other one has had arrhythmias for about 21 years. Laid hands on this person, and the person fell under the anointing. And the person who was laying hands on the person with arrhythmias also fell under the anointing. He too had arrhythmias. He ignored his problem and was praying for somebody else. Long story made short, when both of them got up, none of them had a heart problem anymore. Because that love is a seed. How many of you have ever worn a shoe? You have ever liked a shoe, but it is too small for your leg. But you like it so much, you want to do guy inside. When we married newly, I had one of such shoe. And I was invited to preach. After I put my leg inside, the shoe was very tight. But I had faith that if I wore it a little bit and it expands, I'll be alright. But the shoe did not respond until I stepped to the altar with the shoe, wearing my agbada with the shoe, married newly. And how many of you know that when you put on a shoe that is not your size, people who are sensitive will see it from your walking step. If the shoe is bigger than your leg, the walk is like that. And if the shoe is smaller than your size, so this was how I was trying to go to the altar. My challenge is that I'm to preach for 60 minutes. How do I cope with this under 60? How do I do it? Do I drop the mic and run? So, I don't know what I did, and I don't know whether I prayed or not, but all I knew is that I needed help. Before I knew it, the pain had disappeared. And I preached like somebody from another world. Power everywhere. God touched people. Many things happened. Finished the preaching, and on my way, the shoe reminded me. I am still here. The fact that you didn't feel any pain during the preaching does not mean you succeeded. You have victory. You only receive mercy. That was when I realized that when you make others your focus, your own pain disappears. Job's affliction could not go until he stopped. You see, from chapter 1, Job continuously faced himself. Everything remained the same. When he shifted his focus from himself, that was when his answer came. When you make others your own focus, your focus, that is focus for intervention. That is focus for intercession. That is focus for mercy. Your own mess and pain begin to disappear. You know, one way to deal with loneliness is identify lonely people as you are. You are a sister, that lonely sister, you begin to give her a call. How are you today? How is everything? I just wanted to check up on you. Begin to sow such a seed to your fellow sisters or your fellow brothers, as a brother, as the case may be. And before you know it, your own begin not just to disappear, but God begins to give you the harvest of companionship. And if you were single before, all of a sudden, probably your husband shows up. The reason why I say fellow sister is for obvious reason. Because if you call your brother and say, brother, I know you are lonely, I just called to check up on you. Or vice versa. I'm sure you know how that will lead. Right. So that nothing is misinterpreted and then you don't allocate yourself what God has not given you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is God speaking to somebody? Say aloud, amen. So before this night is over, before tomorrow morning, pick somebody that you think has a need. Whatever the need may be. It may be a similar need as yours, or even a general need, and make them your focus for prayer. And God will intervene in your life. I see someone's story changing here tonight. If you are that one, your amen will be louder. I have 3 more points to make, and all these 3 points are going to be re-echoing of things I said on Sunday, but in different forms. So number 12 is speaking correctly. Speaking correctly is an avenue of healing. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. He said, I am not saying you are not weak. Neither am I saying deny your weakness. All I am saying is ignore it and emphasize your strength. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. You cannot confess weakness and become strong. Neither can you confess strength and remain weak. Did you hear what I just said? You cannot confess weakness and become strong. Neither can you confess strength and remain weak. Don't sympathize with any situation and don't empower any negative situation. Don't sympathize with any negative situation of your life and never empower any negative situation. Because what you don't resist, you assist. What you are not resisting, you are assisting. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. He said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. The devil is offering you death, speak life. The devil is offering you affliction, speak liberation. So you can talk your way out of every agenda of the devil. Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse 18. He said, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Wise men talk health. They don't talk affliction. They don't talk disease. They talk health. Some people say, just say the fact, be real. You are weak, don't say you are strong. But you see, there is nothing truer than the truth. The symptom may be a fact, but the word of God is the truth, and the truth is superior to the fact. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, he said, anybody who will love life and see good days, not bad days, not evil days, not sickness days, not disease days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. And his lips that they speak no guile. If you will love life, if you won't hate this life. How many of you know that sickness can make someone hate life? If you want to love life and see good days, not evil days, not afflicted days, speak accordingly. So your tongue is your channel of health and wholeness, if used correctly, and can also be your channel of disease and destruction, if used wrongly. Speak correctly. Psalm 16, verse 7, said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Keep going. I have set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Why? For thou will not leave my soul in hell. He is confessing. You won't allow your Holy One to see corruption. He will show me the path of life. He is talking. Am I communicating? You can talk your way out on the devil from any trap. Me that dwelleth, somebody say me. Me that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, I shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Me. I will say, I'm not waiting for anybody to say it for me. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him I will trust. I am still talking. Surely. He shall deliver me by dole, head or tail. No matter how desperate that devil is, he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Look at you, look at somebody, say the devil may have spoken. What are you saying? Look at somebody, say the symptom may have spoken. What are you saying? Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say the situation may have spoken. What are you saying? No, the violent take it by force. Violent take it by force. My wife's passport was in an embassy. And visa should be issued. Visa hasn't been issued yet. The passport was there. So I wrote to them. I said that we have journey to make. So return the passport today or tomorrow. To the overall oga, return the passport today or tomorrow. Thank you. Is it by phone? If I'm going to your country, it's to come and help you. It's not this, John, not this one. If I'm going to your country, sir, there's nothing I'm looking for anywhere. The only place I'm looking for something is inside God. What God can't give me does not exist. So they replied me back, they said, I don't know, the opening statement. Please, how do we get it to you, both the passport and the visa today? in a hurry, under pressure. They wrote a reply mail almost 3 times. I wrote one, they replied thrice. When they returned, finally said, "Safe journey to where you are going." Yeah, safe journey. Yes. Amen. I receive it. Don't. You see, you might just be dumb. Like, nothing is compulsory in this life except to make heaven, except to stand in the will of God. Many of us are too silent to be successful. Many of us are too silent to be successful. We are too quiet to be victorious. Look at your neighbor, say, speak out now. And say, "Father, today I am speaking regarding my health, regarding my life, regarding my destiny. I am speaking." Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Speaking right. Speaking correctly. Number 13 is walking in joy and merriment. Is therapeutic. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's the B part. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Neither be ye sorry or neither be sorrowful, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. What is the meaning? Joy equals health and joy equals strength. Joy has therapeutic capacity. Joy is medicinal. What I am saying is not just talk, it's real. Excited people are more healthy than depressed people. The absence of joy heralds weakness. That's why when people are depressed, they sleep tired, wake up tired. I came across the story of a woman that was given a diagnosis of a terminal disease. I think it was a cancer. Terminal. You have 6 weeks or so to live or something like that. This person said, "Well, before I die, let me enjoy my life." And decided to get videos and all that such things. Humorous. Funny, clean humor. And began to watch and just be laughing and laughing and laughing. You know those kind of jokes? Smith Kuswa told a joke one day. He said he was in the train driving from, I think, London to somewhere. And then a man was sitting in front of him that was eating banana. And there was a monkey by the side there, inside the train as well. And the man opened the banana, but he wanted to pray before eating the banana and close his eyes. And said, "Father, thank you for this banana." Before he could open his eyes, the monkey has taken the banana. He's an unbeliever monkey. He's a very, very unbeliever monkey. Sinful monkey. Monkey picked the banana that a prayer person was praying before. Monkey could not even respect prayer. I mean, no, even if you don't go to church, you should respect somebody when he's praying. That was how monkey picked the banana. Smetrigusus could not laugh. He said he just thought to himself, no wonder the Bible says, watch and pray. That means it is not all prayers that you must close your eyes. There are prayers to open your eyes, and there are prayers to close one eye and open one eye. In case there is a physical devil coming from somewhere so you can watch him. For example, if you are praying for a mad person, don't close your eyes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this person gathered these humorous, funny videos and all that. Watched and watched and watched. Under 6 weeks, terminal diagnosis of cancer disappeared. Disappeared for good. And not that it's a matter of a Christian. Even if I'm to die, let me enjoy my, let me laugh, let me enjoy life. I refuse to be depressed. Let me just enjoy life. What we call happy hormones. What they call happy hormones. That deal with stress-inducing hormones. Are those endorphins? Endorphins that are against the corticosteroids and the cortisol and all those things. Just excited, happy. Releases the joints. Dissolves the headaches. Dissolves the migraines. Brings down the blood pressures. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, life is too short to be endured. It must be enjoyed. Say to someone else, say, life is too short to be endured. It must be enjoyed. Determined to enjoy life. Finally, walking in love and forgiveness. Walking in love and forgiveness brings healing, connects us with healing. We saw the root of bitterness in Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 15. That the root of bitterness brings trouble to the system. And Matthew chapter 18 verse 34 to 35. That tormentors are let loose when a person is harboring the life of unforgiveness. The root of bitterness brings trouble and tormentors. Now look at 1 John chapter 3 verse 14 to verse 15. Very, very serious scripture. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother, is very bitter, has unforgiveness. He said he abideth in death. Chai. That is, he's living inside death. If he hasn't died yet, it's a matter of time. Anything that will assist him to die will begin to happen. That is when people are playing with hatred. They are playing with bitterness. They are playing with unforgiveness. Especially against innocent people. It is death they are looking for. See verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. What is the law of murderer? He that taketh the sword must die by the sword. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. That is, the life of God cannot live in the heart of the life of a hater. You know there are those who... Are you ready for this?
A person who drives for a living is called what? A person who teaches for a living is called what? A person who sings for a living is called what? A person who hates for a living is called what? They are all over the internet. There are people, their job is to hate. Whatever will push hatred. They make money out of hate. They gain traction from hate. They achieve followership from hate. Bad people subscribe to them for hate. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. Such a point where it has become such a culture. There are those who join hatred bandwagon, recruited into hatred, without knowing the reason for the hate. Please spare your life. Don't let anybody invite you to die. Anybody who is inviting you to hate is inviting you to die. Is inviting you unto premature death and disease and calamity. You will live. You will fulfill your days. Say after me, I'm not a hater. I don't hate for a living. I am a lover. I love for a living. Stand up on your feet. Far more profitable, far more profitable, far more profitable to love, to be filled with love, far more profitable, far more profitable. I don't know how many groups of people I have led to Christ today. Where we were, the hotel where they kept us, on our way out, everybody from the reception, everybody, cook, driver, security, all of them swarmed around us. Right? Pray for us. And then pray from my heart. When I go to ShopRite for evangelism and I go to Lube for, I pray for strangers from my heart. You shall not die before your time. I am meeting them for the first time. Every agenda of God for your life shall come to pass. Ancestral causes of your father's house will not finish you. Just bless from the heart. At the end of the day, I say, you know what? Before these things I am saying can catch, make your ways right with God. Surrender to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. We did that in the first one. The other place, the woman asked us to dedicate, to pray on her apartment. It's also like a hotel apartment. All of them swarmed around us again. All led to Christ. Airport security, they are held, all of them swarmed against it. And then while you are praying, those that need a pat on the back received it. Those that need their game to be pulled. From a genuine flow. So anywhere you go, they swarm around you. Life is better that way than to be moving about like bulldog that drank poison. And you know how bulldog ugly before. Fresh. You can imagine. You can imagine the reaction of this guy to poison. To what extent will he further squeeze his face? The face is already totally squeezed. That's a beautiful, handsome guy. Praise the Lord. That will never be your portion. Every pain in your heart from any human action, the Lord clean it out of your heart. The balm in Gilead heal you of every offense. Of every trace of wrong human action that may have made you, because there are times people act against you and you become careful with everybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to relate, but you're just very careful. I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want to be misunderstood again. I don't want to be misrepresented again. I don't want to be betrayed again. May God give us the grace to still love despite our past experiences. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I Am That I Am. The Rose of Sharon. The Lily of the Valley. Let's worship Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Let's magnify Him. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. I thank you, Master. 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 Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Malekto kofratele brakarata kasatam bratolo prekebrede hatatala pratayadash. Mahashako kobagayadadada. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. From everything I said, all I'd like you to do is to identify the channels. The channels of health. And engage them. I've mentioned 14 of them. From last week into this week. And then, in everything you do, do them on the platform of faith. The Bible said, whatever is not of faith is sin. Points of contact, faith in God, not faith in handkerchief. Am I communicating? Faith in God, the platform of faith. And I believe that the Lord will help us. Lift your hands. We'll start from this very last one. Say, Father, fill me afresh with your love. Love for you. Love for fellow human beings. Father, fill my heart afresh with your love. I receive the fresh infilling of your love in my heart, in my life, right now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. The Bible said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. My experience with that young man this morning who drove us, concerning how cycles of altars were destroyed in his life and family by the mantle of this commission. And then everything exploded. His life changed until he became a magnet of people to follow him to church. And then the testimonies tonight, the young man, the other, almost all of them, witchcraft issues. We're going to pray tonight. Any altar that has vowed for your life and your destiny not to be what God wants them to be, we demand that the altars be set on fire. Lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today
to surrender myself
to you. You are my Lord,
my Savior,
my healer, and my deliverer.
Today,
I reject
and refuse
every altar,
ancestral altar,
witchcraft altar,
occultic altar,
every altar
from the waters,
marine altars.
I reject you.
I refuse them.
I decree
that the altar
of Calvary
will destroy
the effect
of every evil altar
against my life
and my destiny,
my marital destiny,
my financial destiny,
my career destiny,
and everything about my life
in the name of Jesus.
Every blood sacrifice
fighting my life
and my destiny,
anywhere
they are fighting from,
I silence them
by the blood of Jesus
right now
in the name of Jesus.
Tonight
I reject
every utterance,
every spoken word
in the realm of the spirit
that is limiting
my life
and my destiny.
Oh, you spoken word,
you are neutralized
and nullified
by the speaking
of Jesus
on
at Calvary,
where he said
it is finished.
Today
I reject
every monitoring
demon
following me about,
every demon
and spirit
of implementation
following me about
to
establish
the terms
of evil covenants
and altars.
Oh, you demons,
you are arrested
and returned back
to hell
in the name of Jesus.
Today,
I demand,
oh, you evil altars,
witchcraft altars,
occultic altars,
ancestral altars,
generational altars,
and the high priest
of these altars,
fighting my life,
fighting my finances,
fighting my destiny,
fighting my marriage,
fighting my fruitfulness,
fighting my seed.
Oh, you altars,
oh, you priests,
in the name of Jesus,
catch fire!
Pray!
As these altars are set on fire, we declare the release of everything that was tied down by the altars of darkness. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I decree
the release
of everything
that is mine,
the release
of my mantles,
the release
of my glory,
the release
of my favor,
the release
of my resources,
the release
of my children,
the release
of my marital
destiny,
everything
belonging
to my life
that has been kept
and kept
in the kingdom
of darkness.
Today,
I command you,
you are released
now.
Pray.
You are released.
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 Released. Rapporto sotto pete della banana, rapporto sotto pete della banana, rapporto sotto pete della banana, rapporto sotto pete della banana.
You are
released.
In the name of Jesus.
Joel chapter 2 and in verse 3. He said, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yeah, and nothing shall escape. Father, nothing shall escape tonight. No witch shall escape tonight. No altar shall escape tonight. No wizard shall escape tonight. And as we step into the country of Kenya tomorrow, nothing shall escape. No evil altar shall escape. No cultic altar shall escape. No agenda of evil shall escape. Even in our nation, Nigeria, in this season, no agenda on hell shall escape. Lift your hands and say, Father, I make demands on your devouring fire before me today. I decree that no evil altar, no agenda of evil, against my life, against my family, against the church, against this church, against our nation, Nigeria, and no altar of evil, or shrine of evil, orchestration of evil, or calculation of evil, in the nation of Kenya, as we step in for healing up and deliverance crusade. Father, none shall escape. None shall escape. We decree today, nothing shall escape. Fire, Holy Ghost fire, devouring fire, consume the forces of hell. Pray. The Lord has answered us. Lift your hands and get ready. Something is about to happen. Just lift your hands. There is a name that is higher than every other name. And that name, every knee bow. Altars, the ancestral altars, the occultic altars, the cancer, the generational curse is bowing right now. Thank you.
place everywhere you are, begin to receive his touch. Carries the anointing. The name that carries the anointing. The name that carries the server. The name that make witches to be roasted. The name that destroys altars. The name that releases your resources and the things that belong to you from the prisons and the cages. The name that grants you fresh fire. Are you ready to receive an impartation? When I say, receive in the name of, scream Jesus, and plant your hand on your head. I declare the roasting of every altar. I declare the return and the restoration of everything that is yours, that the enemy has kept back. I declare the release of fresh fire, fresh mantles, fresh favor, fresh glory.
fresh healing, fresh deliverance, fresh manifestations. I decree the release of fresh progress. I declare right now, from here, everyone watching, everywhere you are, I declare something you've been trusting God for, release to you on the frequency of this fire. I declare, receive in the name of Jesus. And give him the prayer. Going up to the high places. We're going up. Within the next 5 minutes, God just broke through your life now. Something happened to you. Just saw altars set on fire. You saw your own deliverance and your own freedom. Physical, bodily healing that God did for you tonight. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Quickly rush to the front here and let us know what God did. Celebration.
To turn the devil's kingdom around.
For the past 2 years, she used to eat and drink and eat and drink in a dream. Even when she sleeps in the afternoon, a demon will come to feed her with something. Thereafter, she developed a very big growth in her stomach, big as a football, with associated pains and inconveniences. She been to different hospitals, all to no avail. She came to the church in that condition tonight, and as the word went forth, said she felt a cold sensation and something left her, and that big stomach deflated.
Wow.
The object has disappeared to hell.
Power of the Holy Ghost. It is over in Jesus' name. Go ahead and tell us the second one.
Our brother said in the course of the ministration, he saw a warehouse that had been chained.
Chained.
And the hand came forward and shattered the chain.
That's right.
And then a basket dropped full of golden things.
Hey, how many of you believe that your gold is entering your hands? Your treasure, everything the devil has warehoused belonging to you starting from tonight. Before this week is over, you will testify.
So this is very drastic. Brother Francis Odey, he said 3 days ago, he saw dogs pursued him and they attacked him, beat him on the hand. And he said in the course of the ministration, he saw fire roasted all the dogs. And the second episode of the encounter, he saw himself in his father's house. According to him, there is altar of limitation. Nobody rises. Extreme poverty. Nothing is working. He saw the fire of God cut the altars. All the altars were roasted.
Give the Lord a praise.
Today is free.
Altars are set on fire. Witchcraft altars set on fire. Yes.
Sister Charity has had ulcer for the past 5 years. She came here with excruciating pain, but at the shout of Jesus, she said that pain disappeared and she's totally set free.
Congratulations.
This is Brother Sunday Miracle. He has had this recurrent insanity. He said when it comes, he hears voices like, run out of the house, pull off your clothes. But at the shout of Jesus today, he said he saw something left him and he believes he's free.
I saw the power of God anointing my head with oil.
You saw the man of God anointing your head with oil. Lift up your hands. Were you at Taraba? Sanity out. Never return back forever. Yes.
Yes, sir. Our brother had had an excruciating pain on the chest. And as if there is also a hook on the neck for over a year now. Said that the shout of Jesus, he saw himself being pulled out of a dark room and being lifted up above calamity.
Everywhere, everyone the devil has hidden. There are people the devil hid them. So that your destiny is not released. Your husband could not see you. Your wife could not see you. Anywhere, any darkness they kept you in, you are out of that darkness now.
Sir, this is Sister Josephine Ochibo. She said after she gave birth to her last child 2 years ago, she began to have feeling of paralysis on this side. And 3 days ago, it came so heavily, she came with it to the service this night. She said currently the father is down with stroke. Elder sister's face is shifted to another side with stroke. And as we pray, she said she felt the fire of God and now she's free completely, sir.
So, demons are relocating back to hell.
That's right.
Our sister, please come this way. She said she has been experiencing frustration, stagnation all her life. While you're playing the instrument, sir, she said she saw a bat fly out of her head suddenly. And she believes that the depression, stagnation, and frustration has come to an end. And our sister here said she traveled 6 months ago to the village to give birth. And she suffered a demonic attack. Since then, pain all over the body, frustration, stagnation, continually. She said that the shout of, I receive a bat like creature flew out of her head also. Wow. And she believes she's free.
What the enemy meant for this sister is to run mad after that delivery. Is that right? Postpartum psychosis.
Yes, sir. I usually have seizure, epilepsy. I don't sleep at all.
It's over.
Yes, sir. Lift and confusion.
Over. Over. Lift up your hands. Childbirth is a blessing, not a curse. Today, I decree that curse reverses back to hell. Fire! Fire!
Sir. Sir, this is Sister Ijoma. She's 41. She said when she was at the age of 10, somebody very close to her molested her. And
three.
When she was 10
age
years
three.
Old,
ten.
She's 41. She said that left her with terrible pain in the heart. At times, if she sees the person, she feels like killing herself or to kill the person. But in the heat of the message, while the ministration was on, talked about forgiveness and all of that, God opened her heart. And today she wants to forgive the person so that she can. And she felt the healing, the pain in the heart just left.
Mother, come. Don't worry, it's well. If your body suffers pain, and your heart again, and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can say, take your burdens to the Lord, leave it there. Leave your burdens to the Spirit. Lay your head, your head together. May your hope is almost sinking in this place.
Take your body to the Lord. Take your body to the Lord and live it out. If your trust has never done, He will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord, live it out.
I pray for every one of you here today. Your healings are permanent. Miracles, deliverances are permanent in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please return back to your seat. Everyone that is here tonight, you've seen the miracles, seen the signs, and seen the wonders, and you're saying, Pastor, I want to make my way right to Jesus. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, quickly step forward here, and let us pray for you. While they come, communion stewards also step forward and let's serve the people. Quickly, I give you the count of 10. Pastor, I want to be free from sin, free from addiction, free from lying and cheating and duping, free from fraud, free from fornication, from adultery, from stealing, from lying, from cheating, from gambling, from anything. Quickly come forward, right to the center here. Right in the center here.
I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus.
Why are you keeping them to the side when the center is free? What's the problem?
I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day.
Father, I pray for everyone here today whose hand is placed on their chest. I ask that the hold of sin be broken. I declare a new day and a new season. Father, fulfill your purpose. Fulfill your intention. And I decree that none of these people who are out today will end in hell anymore. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.